Welcome to Entrepreneurs of Playbook. I'm David Meltzer, here with the Go Fund Yourself crew with the Playbook, and I have Lily and Ray Montez. They're the co-founders of Lemon, a great travel app that I've never seen before. Welcome, Lily and Ray, to the Playbook.
Yeah, thanks so much for having us. Super excited to be here.
Yeah, we're super happy to be here. Great to see you again.
Great to see you guys again. You did such a fantastic job on Go Fund Yourself. I had to have you on the podcast. One of the most intriguing things, because we have the Playbook to Success on this entrepreneurial journey that makes you two so unique, it also makes me jealous, is that you guys are brother and sister.
Yeah.
And, you know, I love my sister, but I don't think she would ever work with me. And some of my brothers as well. I think it would be torture. For you two, how have you been able to expand your personal brother-sister relationship to withstand the emotional stress and struggles and interference that entrepreneurship creates? Because being brother and sister sometimes is tough enough because we love each other so much, we bug the crap out of each other.
Well, I would say it's been a bit of an evolution of us working together. Mm-hmm. So we've always gotten along very well together, like as siblings, but collaborating didn't come along until like a little bit later in life. So growing up together, we always got along. We always both played sports together, mm-hmm. or had like similar circles.
Yeah, I would say that was one of the big things, is we were both volleyball players. So we had a lot of the same similar friends because we both played on our teams for high school, and all the volleyball players know each other. Lily actually started hosting a beach volleyball tournament with all of our friends together. So we were used to having like the same friend groups, being around each other all the time. And then in college, honestly, one of the big things is we realized living with strangers, like there's a lot worse people to live with and work with than just
the friends. Yeah. Except for my one brother went to Harvard, he's a pig. It's interesting. Do you think that playing the same sport and having and creating the same relationship to two different facets of entrepreneurship, one is leadership and one is teamwork. Mm-hmm. And not every sport has the same type of culture or requirements around leadership and teamwork. Do you think that loving and playing the same sport has helped the collaboration in those two areas of leadership and teamwork? And if so, or if not, what are the aspects that you've taken from volleyball in leadership and teamwork?
Yeah, I think it really did help us to see each other in a different light. You know, we're so used to being siblings, but to see each other in more like those team or leadership roles. Flash forward to when we did start collaborating, I saw him as somebody that could be like a great asset to the projects that we wanted to do together rather than just, oh, this is my little brother. So
yeah. And then one of the big things I learned was like my kind of leadership style, because I was always like team captain of my teams. So what I realized is I was the type of leader that I was someone that's like leading from the front lines. So how I bring that into business is if we have to work a long weekend to hit a deadline, I'm going to be right there working with you guys till the end. So it really helped develop those skills in me. And I think it really does help in business.
And in the respect of the sport, there's also the aspect of business. Mm-hmm. And your business has evolved as well. There was an original idea, and John Hennessy, the chairman of Alphabet, and I are friends, and we always say, I've never seen a good idea at the beginning.
Totally love that.
That's so true.
Or you could say there's a million great ideas, but none of them work at the beginning.
Yeah.
So either way, they say the same thing. For you, at the beginning, what did this business look like, and where are we today?
Go ahead and tell them about the album.
App or anything, it goes back even further to like when we started collaborating too. So I used to have this video series, started when I was in high school. I was a news anchor at my high school's news show, and I started this segment called Hotspot. It's to show you the best places around like my suburban hometown to live in Livermore, California. So it was great to do then, but that's when I took it to Santa Barbara and we started collaborating then. And I just knew that there was this problem that I was passionate about solving, which was it's hard for people to find places to explore from people that they trust. So in that video series, that's when Ray and I started going all around Santa Barbara to the different areas, from like the downtown Santa Barbara city life to the mountains there, the ocean, just to show people all that there is to do. And through that, that's when my entrepreneurial mindset got thinking, like, Ray, we got to collaborate even further on this and take it into a business competition at UCSB.
Yeah, so from there we did a few different ideas. We touched on this in the Go Find Yourself episode, but we did like a travel subscription box where we give you an itinerary, some supplies to go do some stuff, a GPS app where you can see cool things along your route, and eventually an all-in-one app that eventually evolved into Limo. But the one thing that we realized is like that first core idea that just doesn't work is we were trying to do a little bit of everything. So there wasn't actually any one thing we were doing that was unique. And I feel like that's something that we've evolved into and eventually figured out with time.
So that's when we really had to take that step back too. You know, at this point, we were trying to do the all-in-one app. We had an alpha version of the app out there. We're just realizing like there isn't really anything that's sticking or like really anything that stand out. So at that point, we decided, okay, what's one unique approach to solving this problem that we can do? And that's when we stumbled upon audio. And that's what we're going with now with Limone.
And with this now new venture that has evolved, what are some of the things that excite you most that's going on?
So I really like the storytelling aspect of it because I think people have so many different travel stories they want to share. But right now, if they're sharing a travel story, they might post about it and you might hear a little glimpse of it. But it gets lost in the feed of all the rest of the posts that they're doing. There's not one place dedicated to travel stories. So if Ray's going on a great trip and I want to hear about the day trip that he's going on, now I can actually go to Limon, search up his trip, and find the exact trip that he went on in order to take the trip myself or get some kind of inspiration from that.
Yeah, I think the big thing is just making this sharing of your travel stories simple and easy. Mm-hmm. Right now, if you go on a trip, next time you see your friends, you're going to pull up your list of photos and be scrolling through and telling the story behind each one. But not everyone posts that kind of content to social media because they think they need to do video because it's best for engagement. And, like, I never edit videos because it's so much work to go through that whole process. You need a whole team to do it professionally. So the fact we're doing it through just pictures and audio means anyone can just sit down on their couch and start talking.
And AI, obviously, is moving very quickly as well.
Yeah.
And I imagine that there has to be some sort of capability that AI brings to the table in order to facilitate the pictures and the stories and maybe tying in the information, context, reservation, and all of those. How have you so far used AI to enhance Limone?
Yeah, so we haven't built out AI features for Limone yet. That's one of the things that we're fundraising for. The main thing we want to do is make it so you can just worry about telling your story, and we're going to take that rich information from your story and use it to start filling out our itinerary templates. That way you don't need to worry about like putting together like a 2-page-long itinerary. Like most of the information will be filled out just from the exciting story you told. Then you can edit it from there. Another thing we want to do is create an AI to help you do your storytelling. So I know that there's already some AI podcasting tools out there. So some way where we could have our AI be asking you questions about your story to try and help you create a more engaging narrative.
And in that narrative, one of the interesting aspects that I thought was of great value with Limone is that a lot of times inherent in the business or the platform or the app is not the virality of people buying from you and selling for you. Built into what you guys have created is a community of people that are constantly buying from you and selling for you. And so they're looking for your community, using your community to share your great trips, which normally you would just post the photos up onto whatever your favorite platform is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now you're creating stories, audios around the pictures, and also enticing people to create synergies or supplement their trips or maybe stimulate interest of the trips. With the commonality of that community, where do you see the advertising, marketing, and financial support? Because that's a huge value to anyone investing in that app.
Yeah, so to start on the marketing side too, you know, we really want to empower these creators to be creating these trips. We don't just as a platform want to make money, but we want to give these creators opportunities to do so as well. So that was really important in thinking about like how we want to push this out. So establishing creative partnerships is really going to be a big one. But then also on the revenue model side, we want to also add a lot of value to people with the trips that they're taking. So partnering with the right companies to give those travel experiences is going to be key to getting a good experience for travelers as well.
And what about recommending things? And so many people are looking at the ratings and the recommendations. Is there an aspect of being able to put some sort of quantitative value on the experience?
Yeah, so the recommendations are something that evolve over time as we expand. So at the beginning, our recommendations are mainly going to be around like likes, listens, and views. But as we have a larger and larger data set, that's when we can start doing more interesting things and seeing like the specific tags of the posts that you're interacting with. And then from there, we can kind of create like a web where like you can see, oh, if you're interacting with all this outdoor content, we're going to feed you more of that kind of stuff. But that's something that we have to wait until we hit a certain amount of users so we have a large enough data set to train that AI on.
How many users do you have right now?
So right now we're in the beta testing phase. Yeah. So we have a hand-picked group of around 30 beta testers. But coming up here soon in a few days, and by the time this goes live, we'll actually be sharing it out there with the world at that point. So anybody can download our app.
Yeah, with everyone having an average of 1,000 followers of their own, 30 becomes 30,000 real fast. 30,000 becomes 300,000. 300,000 becomes 3 million. Trust me, everything happens slowly, then all of a sudden. As entrepreneurs, brother and sister, this is a given question for the playbook, but at this moment, with everything going on, what keeps you, Lily, up at night?
That's a good question. I would say just trying to make sure that this launch and really like scaling Limon can go, well, it's funny because I was about to say as smoothly as possible, but as an entrepreneur, you know, that never happens to be the case. But I just want to make sure that we're giving the app the most dedication we can to help others share their stories the best that they can be and really just, you know, help people share their stories in a better way than they have before. So I'm just really thinking about it from that user perspective and also the business perspective, like where can the company go as a whole too.
And how are you, Ray?
Yeah, for me, it's definitely all surrounded around the app. I work a lot on the product side, so that's like all I think about pretty much. So once the episode airs, we're going to get a large influx of users, and it's going to be more than we've ever tested with. Mm-hmm. So what keeps me up is figuring out how can we create as much support around that as possible so we can ensure like the smoothest launch possible. So making sure we have avenues for people to submit support tickets to us, feedback to us, and just making sure the app is in a good space where if anything does happen with it, we can have immediate support to get it back up and running.
And speaking of support, your parents.
Yeah.
Number one, were they excited about you guys collaborating on this venture together?
Oh, yeah. I think it was...
Well, that was authentic. There's no, like, what do I say? I love that.
I think it was part of their master plan. Because growing up throughout high school and stuff, I was always, like, almost only focused on sports. So when I was going to college, I went to community college route to go play volleyball and then hopefully transfer to a four-year. I was just going to go to the local one, but my parents sent me to Santa Barbara to be right next door to Lily. Because Lily's been an entrepreneur since she was 12 years old. So I think their master plan was to try to get us to start collaborating together to get me into entrepreneurship so we could start collaborating like we are now.
Yeah, and even like beyond just the beginning too. So after I graduated from college, it was during the pandemic, 2020 was my graduating class year. So it was a crazy time. So I always had like my eyes on business. I knew that was the path I wanted to go to. But of course, the world is changing all of a sudden. So pretty much right when I moved back home, that's when my dad actually got COVID to the point that he was hospitalized. Cool. So, yeah, like right away is a very difficult time for our family. And Ray still had probably like a month left of school, so I was just staying at home for a bit there taking care of them. But the bright light that was keeping both Ray and I pushing forward is the fact that we want to get a business up and going so there's a better future for our whole family.
Mm-hmm. And Lily, were you ever worried being the older sister, also entrepreneurial, having, you know, this studly young brother that was focused in on sports and probably women, just guessing. Were you ever worried that, you know, he may never get the focus that you have or the love or passion that it takes? Because as you and I both know, born into entrepreneurship is different, where you are just born with a desire that you must be what you can be business-wise. Were you ever concerned that, well, what if this doesn't work out?
You know, I never thought about it in that sense. I always saw those sides of Ray with, like, the leadership and team building and all that. And I just knew, like, let me just take him under my wing and we'll build this together. And just to see, like, his growth throughout this whole process, he's really risen to the occasion. And I also haven't really thought about, like, well, what if it doesn't work out? I've always gone for, like, plan A, and then if things don't work or if there's a little road bump, I'll handle them at that point. But always with the goal in mind of, like, building a business, doing something I'm passionate about, and even if the exact path doesn't happen out like it should, I'll always find a way to go around it, too.
Yeah, I have that AAA strategy of action alignment and prepare for adjustment. Easy to do when you're with someone that you love and respect, like your brother Ray. You guys are doing such a tremendous job. Now you guys are raising money.
Yeah.
And why did you pick crowdfunding with GoFund Yourself as a vehicle to help support, supplement, or be the primary focus of your raise?
Yeah, so Lily, I'll let you go into more detail, but the main reason why is because our app is all centered around community. And what better way to get the community involved than to actually give them a chance to invest in our app and get a piece of equity in this? We really want to create a culture where we're trying to build this with our community. We want to do what's best for everyone. We want to help you find the best things to go do. But Lily, do you want to go more into detail about it?
Yeah, well, especially on that creator side too, we want to empower these creators to create the content, generate their own revenue from it. And then, of course, like this crowdfunding path, they can have a piece of what we're building too along with them. But also, we were already thinking of doing the crowdfunding path. And then the app was starting to come together. We're getting like the deck ready for our own crowdfunding round. And it's funny, the night before I got the message about GoFund Yourself, I had this dream where it's like the first day of school and I had my outfit all ready to go. I was feeling great, but I couldn't find my classes and like kept missing them. I was like, no, when am I going to get this big chance? So the next morning, that's when I got that message about GoFund Yourself. And I was like, wow, this is that big break that we're looking for. So that was that missing piece of crowdfunding. It's like, okay, we have all the pieces together, but like, how are we going to push it out there, get the right people in order to help us make it happen? So opportunity with GoFund Yourself now really gave us that platform to do so now.
That's so funny. My wife has those type of dreams all the time. Yeah. And then if I'm in them and do something wrong, then she wakes up mad at me and I'm like, it's just a dream.
Yeah.
When the good things happen, I said, there's some control.
Yeah.
More importantly, where can people go to fund this great venture?
So we have a WeFunder campaign set up now, so they can go to WeFunder.com/themondaytrips if they're interested in checking out more about us, what we're doing, and interested in investing there. And of course, social media, you know, like I said, we've been building community there too, so if they're curious to see what kind of community we have, themondaytrips on all social platforms.
Catch GoFund Yourself. You'll see that we love to invest in the jockey in this case. It's the jockeys, plural, and there's two extraordinary jockeys on this limousine ride. Check them out. They have a great platform, a great app to help share those experiences, people buying from each other, selling for each other, for life. That sounds like a recipe for success. I am jealous. I hope that my kids are as close as both of you and attain the same type of success with the passion, purpose, and soon profitability. Lily and Ray Montez, thank you for joining me. The co-founders of Limon, this is David Meltzer with Entrepreneurs, the Playbook.